Wasps 32, Northampton Saints 30. Wasps hosted Northampton Saints at the Ricoh Arena, with Saints keenly pushing for a top six valuable Champions Cup spot and also, while it's mathematically possible, a shot at the Aviva Premiership semi-finals. A decent start for the visitors saw them lead at half-time by 3-1 and at full-time by 5-4. But the boot of Jimmy Gopeth was far more accurate than that of Stephen Myler, perhaps emphasised as the match was won with the final kick of the game from the New Zealander's cultured boot, converting Matt Mullen's dramatic late score. The bonus point win for Wasps keeps them 5 points clear at the top, bringing that home semi-final one step closer. Saints will take 2 bonus points back to Northampton ahead of a huge game against Saracens in Milton Keynes next week.
Well, Jim Mallander, I imagine frustration is probably a word close to the top of your mind at the moment.
Yeah, frustration and disappointment, because it was a good effort. We put a lot into that game, and Wasps are a good side, very difficult to beat home and away. And we came close, you know. I think some of our attacking intent was very good. I think to come and score 5 tries, good. A little bit disappointed we conceded, so many tries and points. But on another day, we would have won that game. And sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, Wasps and Leicester Tigers, 2 consecutive games where Northampton Saints have played some fantastic rugby and arguably been deserving of a victory and just not quite getting it. And it's that sort of thing that the season, once you look back in time to come, is not necessarily going to reflect, and league table is going to perhaps tell a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. You look back at things like that. You know, we look back at the Bath game away from home, and we had a chance to kick the ball out and win the game, and we lost that. So you suddenly, it's not quite 12 points because we managed to pick up 2 today. But that's life and that's professional sport, and we've got to look at things that we can do to improve, to get better. And lots of good things today, lots of positives. I thought the lads played well, but we'll keep working through the season, and we're going to look forward to playing Saracens next week.
In terms of Wasps here at home, obviously they've put in a performance where they've conceded the tries they did in that first half and are looking to try and get that home semi-final. What do you view of their ability and perhaps coming up against teams like the Saracens of the world who've got stronger defences?
Yeah, the good side are Wasps, and they want to go out and score more tries than you. And I think they proved that all season that maybe they're not the best defensive team in the world, but they're certainly one of the best attacking sides, and they'll come and attack. And I think as the pitches are firming up like it is today, as the sun's shining, they've got some very, very dangerous players who I think can challenge all teams in the Premiership.
Well, finally, Jim, moving on then to the next game, and what will be the words from you after this sort of performance in terms of getting the boys up and giving them faith that this performance will bring a win soon?
Yeah, I don't think it'll need words from me. I think they know that we're not far off. So we're going to keep going. We've got 3 games to go, 2 at home, next week being Milton Keynes, but we'll get a good fan base there coming behind us. So 2 at home, 1 away, so we'll give it everything we've got. We're still not out of the top 4 mathematically, but we know that's going to be difficult. But we want to play in Europe, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that happens for next season.
Well, Matt Mullen, many congratulations. Quite a dramatic end to that Aviva Premiership game. How's the heart?
Yeah, that last couple of minutes was actually probably the calmest we were on the pitch. I don't know why that happened. We've got some good leaders out there, and we had a plan, and we stuck to it. But the first 70 minutes wasn't what we were about and not what we tried to do today, but credit to Saints.
Yeah, 3 tries conceded in that first half. If Stephen Myler had brought his kicking boots, then there could have been another 9 points in that gap at the start at the break. Sorry. So Jimmy Gopeth certainly keeping Wasps in touch, and then able to kick on after the break.
Yeah, I think that half time came at a crucial point. We were able to regroup, get some fresh messages, address some of those areas that were causing us problems, and go out there and implement the game plan.
Yeah, there seems, you know, a lot of people are talking about the fact that this Wasp side seems to have a mentality of get the forwards to do the work, front football, get the backs absolutely firing, and, you know, that old we're going to score one more than you. Does the defensive frailty concern you at all?
I think in the big games we can't concede that many tries, but I don't think it's just down to our mentality as a defensive unit. I think we've got to start by looking at what we're doing with the ball. Yeah, everybody knows we can play attractive rugby. We've got some talented players, especially out in the backs. But in the first half, we were struggling to get past 3 phases. And if you turn over that much ball, especially in deep in our territory, we're just going to soak up pressure, and something's going to give at some point. So I think the tries were a reflection of that rather than our defence being as poor as it may look.
You went into this game having qualified already for the playoffs in terms of the Aviva Premiership. You could see what the result meant to you guys all down on the field as soon as that final whistle went. So the importance of fighting for that home semi-final, it must be front of mind.
Yeah, it is, but I think that's a reflection of how hard we've had to work to get to this position. You don't want to let it slip in the last few weeks of the season, and we know how hard teams are fighting. There's something pretty much on every game, whether it's 1-2 or bottom two or top six. There's teams scrapping for everything. There's no easy game in the Premiership, especially this time of year. So I think that effort and commitment shone at the end, and what it means to us as a group, but also we love playing at the Rico, so if we can get a home semi-final, I think it'll be brilliant for the players.
Yeah, well, I was just going to come on to that in specifics. How important is a home semi-final psychologically to be able to bring people to your own fans, to the Rico, 20,000 fans in here today enjoying the sunshine?
Yeah, I think if we were to go away, I think we can draw on last year's experience. We've said all along about trying to learn lessons from last year, and there's one example, but yeah, if we can go one better and get that home semi-final, I think it might stand us in good stead, but people do win away in semi-finals. We went down to Exeter and acquitted ourselves quite well. It's not just a given because you qualify in that position. But before we start thinking about where that semi-final is going to be, we've got three incredibly hard games. So we know there's something riding on each one of them. And we've said that we're probably going to treat it like knockout rugby, really.
Yeah, well, certainly that's always the sort of outlook at this point of the season. Let's just touch on that final moment, just down over there then, getting the ball up the jumper, and given that there's such a back line that's becoming renowned this season for what it does, it was time to use a bit of brute force up front, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've got my teammates to thank for that. I just had to stay on my feet and they carried me over. It's not a glorious try. I'm sure it'll eke out to 10, 15 metres away by the end of the night, but it's just important that somebody got over the line, and I'm thankful that it was me.
The PA announcer gave it to Paul Doran-Jones, who's obviously here on loan from Gloucester. He's a former Saints man. The media were already writing the story about how the role he'd had. And you've had to come out of the changing room and go, sorry, lads, it was me.
Yeah, I think he was taking the credit for a while. It was just fantastic for somebody to get over. I think he's happy that he's been judged as me, as much as giving the try.
Yeah, of course. Much better looking, Matt. Brilliant. Well, listen, we really appreciate your time, and well done on the result today. It was hard fought, but fully deserved.
Thank you very much.